do you tolerate the narcissistic personality? If this is truly how they think, if this is the reality that they live in, how do you cope with it? Accept that you are not equals, because narcissists feel that they have no equals. So basically just accept that that's the reality that you now live in.
That's it.
Yeah. So that's how he views you. So now you have to cope within that reality. He will never see you as being good enough, ever.
Okay, so number two, those feelings of insecurity, dismay, disbelief, or incongruity you are experiencing are real and they will continue. Which, that sucks. But it really is, like...
Yeah, there's no flowers and rainbows in this part of the article.
No, nothing at all. And I think hearing these little things, or for me to, like, reading things like this was kind of just, like, a punch in the stomach.
Oh, yeah,
and
it doesn't,
like,
feel good.
Ugh, this is awful. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, that's sometimes what you kind of need to be, like, holy cow, yeah. This is not going to change. This is literally what it's going to be, like, forever in this relationship.
I think one thing that is so important, and... it literally doesn't matter who your narcissist is, whether you are in a relationship with this person, or maybe it is a family member, or maybe it's even a friend, or like whoever is this person. And if you are like the center of all of their horrible behavior, then like this is the reality. This is what's happening. And it is not going to change. Yeah. Like it's not. That is why they literally have articles of like how to deal with your partner that has NPD, or how to deal with your brother that has NPD, or your mom, or because like they won't change.
Right.
And so like this is what this article is saying, is you have to accept these certain things, and then everything that you're feeling is real. If you keep subjecting yourself to this treatment, like all those feelings will continue.
Mm-hmm. And it's not saying that like these are okay, or this is like how you should live the rest of your life. These are just saying things that you can do to tolerate that person in your life better if it's someone you can't get away from.
Exactly. Exactly. So number three, because narcissists overvalue themselves, you will be devalued. Gird yourself to be repeatedly degraded. So basically, you are going to constantly feel like a piece of shit, and it is okay for you to protect yourself from feeling like a piece of shit. Like, whatever you have to do in order to protect yourself from feeling that way, you're going to have to do it constantly.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The word gird, like...
I literally was like...
Do you know like the movie Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah.
When she enters the office and then like the bald guy with the glasses, he's like, gird your loins.
Nope, I
no idea.
No.
Cool. All right. But
now I know. I won't forget that.
Gird your loins.
Okay, number four, you will be talked to and treated in ways you never imagined and be expected to tolerate it. Which is what this entire article is about. So it's like they're expecting you to tolerate it, and you might have to, again, if you can't get out of the situation at that moment, but tolerating it for you is going to be different than like how they expect you to tolerate it.
I think what is, it's so hard to read these bullet points out loud, because like there's no like good thing that is coming from them. There's no like, hey, do these three things and then this is what the narcissist will do and like things will be better.
Right.
Like, these bullet points are actually telling you the world that you're living in, and it's not a good world. But I think hopefully it can give clarity to those still living in that world.
Mm-hmm. In school, did you ever hear that little, it's like a little rhyme that it's like, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally how I think of this entire, like, how to tolerate a narcissist is like that. It's like, you have got to put yourself like a little eraser over your body, and just whatever they say, just like let it bounce off you. Like, you cannot let it get into you, because the second you let that into your heart, it hurts so bad. Mm-hmm. You can't get it out, and it's just like you can't let them do that, because their words don't mean anything.
They literally don't. They are just saying words because they know that it's going to push a button, whether it's a good button, a bad button, a medium button. They don't care. It's a button, and they want to push it.
And they're getting a reaction.
That's it. They're getting some type of reaction, whether it's an eyebrow raise or wide eyes or a dropped mouth or a scream or a cry or a smile and a laugh. Like, it could literally be anything. It doesn't matter. I remember being so confused and, like, you know when you get so mad, like, you don't cry, you start laughing instead?
Ugh. That's like the point of a mental breakdown.
Yes!
Yeah.
I remember one fight that me and Jack had, and I was just like, fuck it. I'm like, I'm way in this doghouse, and I'm just gonna, like, camp out and live in it. And so I did. And it honestly became like, okay, well, you're pushing all of mine, so let me just push all of yours.
Like, let's start this real toxic shit.
Yeah, exactly. And so I pushed one, and he literally was like, you're pushing a button right now. And I was like, oh, really? How about this? And then, and then he goes, I just took, you don't care about me at all. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Like, what is going on?
But, like, that is, yes, but, like, that is what I had to do in that moment. So, like, his words would no longer affect me. I had to go crazy psycho bitch in order for me to be okay instead of just, like, getting into a ball and crying.
Right. It's crazy. They, like, it's crazy turn you into somebody that you have never been, never seen. No, you're, like, almost start laughing, like, holy cow, where did that come from?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I remember going to my roommates and being like, guys, I'm fucking mean. I am mean in a fight. Like, he has every right to be really, really mad at me right now. Mm-hmm. And they were like, what?
Right.
But, like, that's the reaction that he would always get out of me. Mm-hmm. And so he kept on doing it until he got that.
Yep.
And then the day I gave up, the day I was like, you get zero reaction from me. In fact, I'm going to talk complete sense with a measured tone and all, like, everything, like a mother trying to calm you down is how I'm going to talk to you. And I did. And he literally flipped his switch within about 10 minutes versus 3 hours, 5 hours, depending on what time of day you start. That's literally his one goal. So you're completely right. He wants to get a reaction.
Yep. Ugh.
The narcissist needs, wants, and desires come first, no matter how inconvenient to you. So as far as, like, Jack always telling me, you're never putting me first, you're so inconsiderate, you never do this, you never do that for me, for me, for me, for me.
That's it, right there.
Here we are.
Mm-hmm. So, number 6, be prepared for them to turn on you with indifference at a moment's notice, as if any past positive interactions did not matter. You may question your own sanity as they turn on you. But that has become your reality. Yeah, I mean, I think more often than not, I was like, holy cow, am I the crazy one?
Yeah.
Like, am I the one, like, am I the problem in this? I've never had a relationship like this. And yeah. Now all of a sudden, like, I'm just, like, losing my mind. Maybe it's me. Like, it's genuinely me. And I think that's what's so scary is it's like, you have no idea why things are going this way, why you're feeling this way, why you're acting this way, you're a ball of confusion.
They literally make you believe that you're the person that is wrong in their relationship.
Yeah, you're the cause of all of this chaos and all of this. Like, I remember, I will never forget this, I literally sat down with Brandon and I was like, I have never been in a relationship that is this hard. Like, no matter what I do, no matter what I say, no matter what I bring to you, like, it starts a fight. We get in an argument. We, like, it's hard. Like, this relationship is hard. And he was just like, every relationship is hard. No relationship is easy. Everything takes work. And I'm like, well, clearly, because you've been in shit relationships your whole life.
This is what you're used to.
You don't realize that, like, a good relationship is easy. Like, it's easy. Yeah, you have arguments. Yeah, you have fights. But overall, it is easy. It's fun. It's exciting. It's happy.
You want to see that person. You want to spend time with them. And they want
the same thing for the same genuine reason.
And you don't want to fight.
Correct. You don't fight.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to this narcissist relationship shit,
no.
You fight 0% in a healthy relationship. So it's like, that was one thing that I was just like, and I've thought about it so much. Like, this relationship is hard. For no reason. Mm-hmm. There are no reasons this should be hard. And it is so freaking hard that I cannot do it.
Oh gosh. It's crazy though how long you're in their web. Because even like what point in your all's relationship did you say and think all of this?
Not for a long time. Not for a while. Months. I mean, I kind of started feeling it, but I didn't voice it to him until we were like in an argument way, way, way down the road. And it just like came out. Like, yeah. Why is this hard?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're literally fighting about nothing. I don't even know what we're fighting. I don't even know why you're mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, you look at each other. I looked at you wrong when you were sitting on the couch. Like, I didn't laugh at the right part of this movie. And now I'm not funny. And, you know, it's just like fighting over petty shit that mm-hmm. doesn't matter.
And they somehow, like, spin it to where it's a bigger thing that does matter.
Oh, astronomical thing. Like, this is, like, life or death in this relationship kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bizarre.
When narcissists are nice, they can be very nice. But if you still feel insecure, that is because it is a performance, not a true sentiment. Niceness is a tool for social survival, a means to get what they want, like needing a hammer to hang a picture.
Mm. Damn. Yeah, that's another Damn. Gut puncher.
And that's what sucks, because, like, and that was part of the reason why I asked you on the last one, like, how long until you, like, thought that and said something, because they weave this web to where, like, you're having those thoughts, and then maybe you do get the courage to be like, hey, have you ever thought about, like, why we fight so much? Like, mm-hmm. what is going on between us that we're not communicating mm-hmm. as we should? Like, what is the disconnect here? And, like, even when you're having that conversation, like, the web that you're in, they have brought you to believe that they're, like, this person over to your right. Mm-hmm. But in actuality, they are a person over to your left that you've never seen before.
Yep.
And they're slowly just, like, walking you over to the person on the left. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, but wait, what happened to the person on the right? Like, I'm so, where did that person go? And, like, that's what this bullet point is the fact that the person on the right
It never has.
It is literally a facade. Is it a facade, persona, whatever? It's like this thing. It's a facade that they have to literally get what they want. In the moment, they want you.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, now I have you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to nurture you for a little bit.
I'll keep you on a leash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, I really want to be my true self with you. I think that you can handle it. And
or I don't care about you enough. I have you on a leash. I'm not going to let you go. I will suck you back in whenever I want, but
that's true. I'm still thinking of them as a human, and I forget that they're
correct,
not.
Correct, they're not. Right.
They're, because that's what is so hard to think about as far as, well, but people are nice. They are kind. Like, he just chatted up the clerk at the gas station. Like, what unkind person would do that? No, he did that to get fucking gas. Like, he did that because he wanted free cigarettes, and then he got free cigarettes.
Yep.
It's literally a tactic. It is something that they use every single day in order to get what they want. There's no genuine sentiment behind it at all.
Mm-hmm. So what happens when they are nice to you? You lap up their kindness because they don't come often.
What fight did we just talk about with me and Jack, and the fact that he actually did give me an apology? And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
And my master likes me again.
Correct. I got a pat on the head, and now I feel okay. I feel like I got some love, and
I feel validated. Okay, like, I'm not insane. He did just say that he did something wrong. Okay, cool. All right.
Yep.
The world is okay again. Mm-hmm. Be prepared for when the narcissist lashes out, not just with anger, but with rage. You will feel attacked and your sense of dignity violated. Okay, let's talk about this. So let's get down and dirty. What's the difference between anger and rage?
Okay, so to me, the difference would be, like, anger is I'm pissed. Like, I'm angry, I'm mad at you. To me, rage is something that is, like, uncontrollable. Like,
okay.
You are so mad and angry that, like, you don't even have, you have no control over your body. You are just, like, in a fit of rage. Like, you rip your shirt, you punch a hole through the wall. To me, like, that is, like, the beginning, or, you know, rage. Angry is more like, oh, I'm so pissed at you, I'm so mad at you.
I can't even look at you right now.
Right. That, to me, is the difference.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I would agree. I think how I can sort of, what comes to mind with this bullet point is not, like, a physical thing. It's more of, like, something that I saw. So I was only with the guy for 3 months. So if I was with him for a longer period of time, I would have been able to figure out more about him as far as rage goes. But one thing that he would always do in a fight, his face would change. Like he literally, and this sounds so weird, but he turned into something mm-hmm. else.
Did you see like darkness in his eyes or no? Like kind of go dark?
I mean, his whole demeanor went dark. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I paid much attention to his eyes because, like, when we were angry at each other, we weren't really, like how close you and I are right now. We were more, like, I don't know, like, 10, 15 apart, probably, 10, 15 feet apart. And so I didn't really want to get close to him with his eyes. Mm-hmm. But, like, his whole face changed to where I'm like, whoa, you are not Jack anymore. So, like, he wasn't necessary, and he would, like, get up and, like, get all huffy and puffy and, like, do his arms and fists, but he wouldn't, like, punch walls. He wouldn't, like, rip his clothes off. He wouldn't throw things. He would storm out of places, but it was more, like, inside there was a fit of rage, and I could see it on his face. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I've said this, but I've said it to you before as far as, like, I asked him 3 times, would he ever hit a woman? Mm-hmm. And he would get so mad at me every single time I asked, for obvious reasons, every person would. But, like, there was a reason why I was asking him that, is because I could see it. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you have a serious amount of aggression that could easily turn into physical violence. Right. I can see it. You're capable, mm-hmm. dude. Like, you need, I'm gonna go over here while you just, like, take an ice bath.
See you later.
That was rage. As for, like, that, it turned from, I'm pissed at you, I can't believe you did that, mm-hmm. to a completely different person.
Mm-hmm. And you could physically see it.
I could physically mm-hmm. see it. Like, I got scared, mm-hmm. and I didn't know what he was. I think that's when I was just like, shit. What do I do?
Because he could have snapped in 1 second and
punched me in the face.
Or punched you in the face. Or
like, that's what I was. That's why I asked him.
Right.
Like, I was fearful, legitimately. And then even when, like, the fight ended miraculously, like, it was still there, but, like, he had this front on. That's when I could see it in his eyes. I couldn't see it on his face anymore, but I could see it in his eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
I think that that's very, I mean, I feel the same way. Like, I can tell in 1 second when he is, like, on the brink and he just snaps, and it's just kind of like, again, they change. Like, I yes. think the darkness, at least for me, like, I can see it in the eyes. Like, it almost is, like, glazed over, like, just
red. Like, they're seeing pissed. Red.
Like, yeah. Like, this is not a good situation.
It's so, what is so crazy is, like, even if you didn't see it, mm-hmm. like, there's still, like, you can feel it. Mm-hmm.
And I will say, like, I have never been, for me, I don't know, like, I've never been, like, scared, like, oh my gosh, shit, he might hit me, or, like, I've never felt that with him. Like, I've never been, which is kind of weird, but I've never been scared around him. And, you know, like, he has ripped his shirt in half. Like, I have never been scared of him at all. But I can see it when this, like, darkness takes him over, and he's more like, it's almost like he's plotting something.
Oh!
But, like, I've never been like, holy shit, I'm gonna leave and, like, let him calm down. I'm more like, what are you thinking? Like, now this is turning into, like, a murder mystery, and I'm, like, the investigator. Like,
see, I'm like, I'm gonna get the fuck out and then not even know what happens from here. Like, burn the house down for all I care.
I'm like, let's sit on the couch and tell me what you're plotting right now, because I need to probably know.
I'm just like, I need like an alias. I need to put me in my witness protection program, please.
Oh my
thank you.
God.
I am fine to move to Mexico and never come back. Leaving this life behind immediately. All right. Number 10, morality, ethics, and kindness are just words. Narcissists master these for practicality's sake, not for propriety. So, like, that kind of goes with the whole niceness thing, but it also extends to morals and ethics.
So, narcissists lie without concern for the truth because lies are useful for controlling and manipulating others.
Mm-hmm.
When you catch them in a lie, they will say that it is you who is lying or wrong, or that you misunderstood. Prepare to be attacked and to receive counter allegations.
Yep. Did this happen to you?
I mean, I'm sure at some point. Who fucking
knows? I don't know if I ever caught him in a lie.
I mean, it could be something as little as, did you pick up the dog poop today? And because he told you that he was going to do that. You asked him. He didn't do it. Instead of saying, no, babe, I didn't do it. Like, I'll do it tomorrow. He instantly gets pissed off at you and is like, well, I've been busy all day long. He won't say he didn't do it.
Yeah.
But he's going to get pissed off.
Yeah.
Flip it around. Not answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's...
This is gaslighting in a nutshell.
Right. The littlest things and they just turn into big old problems.
I will say, like, you're right. I think what I'm thinking of is, like, a lie where I'm like, you just lied about that. Like, right, that like never...
petty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, like, I remember him saying, no, you misunderstood. Like, that's not what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just like, well, I'm pretty sure that is what you said, but, like, whatever.
I don't even care anymore.
No, I never did. I never cared because I'm just like, what? Why would you lie about that?
Mm-hmm.
If it seems that they can only talk about themselves, even at the oddest of times, it is not your imagination. Narcissists can only talk about what they value most, themselves. That is their nature.
Narcissists will associate with individuals you would not trust to park your car because they attract those who see narcissism as something to value. If, for an example, the power hungry, the profiteers, opportunists, and the social predators.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they hang out with people who isn't secure in their life at that point because the narcissist can befriend them, and what do? They go to somebody who, you know, let's say they're going through a tough time and they might not have a career at the moment or whatever it is. The narcissist leeches onto them because those people look up to them like, oh, well,
yeah,
wow, you are successful. Oh my gosh. And what does it do? It builds up the narcissist.
I need someone to feed like everything that I need.
They don't care about who you are as a person.
Right.
They want you to come say, oh my gosh, wow, you're incredible. You're amazing. So they target out those people.
Yep.
Instead of being like a normal person that's like, wow, I want to be friends with somebody who's better than me. Mm-hmm. Because you better me by being with you.
Right.
They go the opposite way to get validation from somebody they don't even care about to feel better about themselves.
Oh my gosh, Jack, you have such a nice house. It's so big. Do you throw parties here all the time? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you have such a nice car. Like, tell me about your car. Oh, like whatever it is.
Yep. Oh my gosh, that's who your dad is? Wow.
Get out of town. I didn't know he owned that much land. That's crazy.
Yep. I've always wanted to do something. You think he could get me a job or you could get me a job?
Of course I can.
Right. So it's very interesting, but if you think about it like that, like the most successful people in the world, what do they say?
Are narcissists.
They hang out. Oh. Maybe that too. But like they hang out with people that are better than them, you know, like they're constantly searching. Like, I want to hang out with somebody who is doing what I'm doing 10 times better because that makes you better.
Mm-hmm.
They go the opposite way to find somebody who's just like lost in their place at the moment and thinks the narcissist is the best person in the whole entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Or one example of it, I guess.
Yeah. I think that's a very good example. Never expect the narcissist to admit to a mistake or apologize. Blame is always directed outward, never inward. Narcissists have no concept of self-awareness or introspection, but they are quick to see faults in others. Yeah. Seems to be like, are we almost done with this shit?
So, get used to losing sleep, feeling anxious, restless, less in control, becoming increasingly worried, perhaps even developing psychosomatic ailments. Those insecurities are your subconscious talking to you, telling you to escape.
Yes. So I looked up psychosomatic ailments. And it is basically when your mental health gives you physical ailments. So, like, if you're stressed out and you're restless and all the you're losing sleep, you're an insomniac, now you have to take sleeping pills. Mm-hmm. Or you're feeling anxious and you're restless. Well, you have large amounts of anxiety. You need to take anxiety pills.
You just
need to get rid of your fucking narcissist. That's what you need to do. And then literally everything will go away. Sorry, that was like...
No, that...
escalated quickly. It's just so crazy how, like, your body knows. Mm-hmm. Your mind and your body knows, and it's trying to tell you.
Like, what is going on? This is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
They will be willing to acknowledge the smallest thing that matters to you. In doing so, they devalue you, leaving you feeling unfulfilled and empty. And I think that, I mean, if it's something that you told them that you need or you want, or I would love you to tell me, ask me about my day at the end of the day. Like, the smallest little thing, they know that you need that. They know you want that. And they're still not going to ask you how your day was at the end of the day.
Yeah, because they don't care. And the only way that they will ask you is if they, in turn, want something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so overall, like...
At the end of the day, with everything that's actually going on and everything that you're feeling, it's all real. It all has an explanation. And this is the reality. It's a gut punch. It does not feel good. And what do you do about it? So I think the first step is just being aware. Mm-hmm. And processing that in and of itself, because that is super hard to do.
Mm-hmm. And if you're, again, in the situation, the best thing you can do with these people is get away from them, like cut them out, no contact, all of that. But if you can't do that because of kids, family, whatever it is, learn how to tolerate it so it doesn't physically just wear you down every single day. Go talk to somebody.
Well, and that's what, so having an awareness about it and then talking to somebody or girding your loins or what I started to do when I realized that I was being isolated, and like even before I think that I got help, I just realized like this, I'm spending way too much time with you. Like I need a me day. The more time I got to myself, which is why they don't want you to spend time alone, is I was learning like how controlling he was, mm-hmm. how manipulative. Like I would literally have a glass of wine, watch a TV show, and then your mind wanders and mine would be like wandering over the fights that we've had. Or I was slowly starting to see that what I was going through was not okay. I was slowly starting to question everything and wondering like, is this normal? Is that normal for him to be that jealous? Is that normal for him to constantly be doing one thing over another? And then the more me time I got, obviously the more that I wanted, because I'm thinking I need to keep figuring, I can't figure this out when I'm with you because you're doing like 10 times more when I'm with you. So I need to like also talk to my friends. So like that's what, like you have got to start opening up to people. Have an awareness, get your me time, talk to people, and then lean on your tree of family and friends.
And then you need to also realize like going off of that is like, I think for the longest time for me, it's like, it's embarrassing. Like how did I let myself get in that situation? I don't want to tell my friends or my family or whoever it is that like this dude was treating me like this and they had no idea. Like, and I think that that's something that like you've got to get over and find one good friend, one best friend, and talk to that person about it. Or, you know, you don't have to do a whole podcast on it, but you know, find somebody that you're comfortable with talking about it. And like Chelsea said, like open up and don't be embarrassed because it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault at all. Absolutely not.